Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, and welcome to Last Man Standing with me, Paul Edward Stevenson, here on Republic Broadcasting Network, live here at 9 p.m. through till 10 p.m. That is 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 3 a.m. here through till 4 a.m. over here in the UK. I hope I all find you all well. Really looking forward to the show. Got Jeremy in Kentucky with me. He is the host of In Plain Sight, which is Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting here as well. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you. Jeremy, are you live with me, Jeremy?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show, man. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. It's great to have you on. Thank you for coming on. And, you know, there's so much going on. I was... It's sometimes difficult to know. There are such polarizations, it would seem, on so many things. I was listening to. Are you an American football fan? Are you an NFL fan? I don't mean, you know, if you can detach it from, you know, the politics, which is increasingly difficult. It's the same with football over here. It's the same with any sport. We have all this cultural Marxist stuff, you know, affecting everything. So interwoven now with and through our sports and music or anything, it's impossible to enjoy these things without trying to filter them out, or else, you know, just not watching. Are you a fan of NFL in any way?
No, I never have really been a fan, even before all the political stuff. But I mean, I know enough about it to interact, you know, on a conversation. What'd you have in mind?
Well, you know, I was listening. I just listened to this because I thought it'd be quite interesting. I thought I was going to play this clip, but we could play it, and you just, you know, it'll sort of highlight my point, what I was saying about the polarization, because there really is. It seems that there's like there are parallel realities. It seems you get this stuff all the time. You know, it's not, you know, we have our views on certain things, and then you have, you know, usually it's people, and, you know, for want of a better term, who are sort of more on the far left or on the left sort of side of the spectrum politically, have their views. And this really encapsulates this. By the way, this is NBC, and they have a guy on there. I don't even know who the host is, but they have Chris Sims on there, who's Phil Sims' son. He was a Super Bowl winning quarterback with the New York Giants, and they're talking about, of course, some of the quarterbacks haven't taken the vaccine, and the NFL's policy on it essentially, sort of publicly, is that, you know, that they're not forcing anyone to take the vaccine, but at the end of the day, the kind of rules and regulations around it, if they're not vaccinated, means that they have to sort of self-isolate for 5 days and stuff like that. So, in other words, you have this coercion, and you're going to have this essentially, you know, negatively impacting players who don't take the vaccine, because obviously managers want efficiency, they want reliability, and they don't want to lose particularly star quarterbacks for 5 days. And you had... This is about Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz used to be at the Philadelphia Eagles. He's now moved over to the Indianapolis Colts. And Carson's a Christian. And he's very outspoken about Christian, or about being a Christian. And I don't think I've witnessed a guy who gets so much stick in the media, but I shouldn't be surprised. But I just wanted to get through a few points of this. It's about a 10-minute clip, and I'll just pause it and get your thoughts on it.
Is a group of viewers out there, and we appreciate all of our viewers, but they get a little antsy, they get a little upset when we talk about the pandemic. Well, folks, it's still a major fact. It's here. It's still here. It's not over, despite what your algorithms may be feeding you on Facebook. It's
boom. So here you have what I'm talking about. Despite what your algorithms might be feeding you on Facebook. So these guys obviously buy into the fact, or the idea, that, you know, that mainstream media, and we shouldn't be surprised, they're on a mainstream media network and NBC, that, you know, basically it's just, you know, social media and Facebook are just rife with conspiracy theories. And the hubris of it, considering the amount of resources that are available online, it's not like you have one view on Facebook. I mean, you can post anything from anywhere on Facebook, probably some of it nonsense. But for these guys to say, oh, it's very real, let me tell you, us in authority, who are football pundits, you know, talk about being out of their lane and not having the humility to acknowledge it. But what do you think of that point?
So just so we understand the players in the program here, so I've got a Yahoo Life article pulled up just to give me you know, in the talk here. Chris Wentz is a Carson Wentz. Okay, Chris Sims goes off on Carson Wentz for stupid crap during Eagles struggle. So Chris Sims, former quarterback, right? And now he's a commentator on sports. And he's going off on Carson Wentz. So where is Wentz at on this vaccine or no vaccine?
Well, you see, this is what this article's about, or this thing's about. Wentz has refused to take the vaccine. He doesn't want to take the vaccine, you see. So they're now commenting on that. And quite a few of the black players haven't taken the vaccine either.
Right. So Carson Wentz refuses, and then Chris Sims is going off on him, basically saying, quit listening to, like, crazy Facebook posts, right?
Yeah, well, this guy's addressing the audience, and he immediately, you know, says, you know, we appreciate all our fans, but some of you guys out there get really kind of antsy when we talk about the pandemic. And listen to us, you know, the pandemic is very real, despite what your Facebook algorithms are telling you, you know.
Right. So Chris Sims is going all in with the whole COVID regime. He's part of it, right? That's what I'm getting from
this. Yeah, exactly. And basically, they live in – they actually accuse the vaccine lot of living in – or the anti-vaxxers of living in a parallel universe, and that the evidence is clear, he later goes on to say. I mean, look at these states who haven't taken the vaccine. I mean, it's chaos down there. The hospitals are at breaking point. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, what's wrong with these people? I mean, we can see some, these states who haven't taken the vaccine – their hospitals are bursting. And interestingly enough, the host, who also agrees with him, he kind of revealed, because he's got obviously got some degree of intelligence, he said, what I don't understand is, why don't the media get down there? He said, you know, if there's a storm, or if we have a natural disaster, the media will be all over it. He said, you know, he sort of attributed it to lazy journalism, but why don't the journalists get down there with their cameras and show the world all these chaotic, you know, hospitals full of miserable unvaccinated patients? And of course, the answer is because they probably don't exist, and you're getting your information from mainstream media. But am I right, or are these guys, are they speaking any truth? Do you know?
Now I've got my bearings now, and I can give a commentary on this. So basically, this is the end of sports as we know it, professional sports and maybe otherwise. Last year, all of the professional sports, you know, went with the whole Black Lives Matter narrative. And now it seems like this year they're going with the whole pro-vax narrative, Chris Sims being one of the ones who, I guess, they're getting paid to do this, maybe they're getting pressured, I don't know. But here's the bottom line. The fans of NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, the fans are salt of the earth Americans, rednecks, if you will, people working class, people that don't buy into the BLM narrative, people that don't buy into the, you know, whole COVID cabal narrative. Just like years ago when Colin Kaepernick took the knee, he alienated so many fans. So what they're doing, they're just destroying the family, the people that would normally come to these games to escape politics and reality, to that they've saved up money all year working, and they want to do tailgate parties and buy, you know, $9 beers in these games and sit down with their families and enjoy sports. Well, all of this politics and now vaccine nonsense is being brought into this arena, and all they're doing is just destroying their fan base and alienating their core base of fans. You see, that's the takeaway I'm getting from this. And either Chris Sims doesn't know this, or he's getting paid very well to ignore it and just slam these NFL players that refuse the vaccine. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I actually think he doesn't know it. I think he's convinced, you know, he's convinced by propaganda. You know, they speak with, you know, such pejoratively about, you know, Facebook and Facebook algorithms. I mean, as I said earlier, the amount of information to completely disregard even Facebook, let alone the wider spectrum of social media, as if there isn't, you know, an almost endless list of resources you can pull in. Now, the irony is those social media platforms aren't exactly friendly to anti-vaxxers or any of that stuff. But they seem to think, and presumably they get all their information from mainstream media, that there are the unvaccinated states and the areas where they're unvaccinated are absolutely at breaking point with hospitalizations for COVID. And this completely contradicts information that I've researched. It's just really interesting because they accuse the anti-vaxxers of living in a parallel reality, and they do it with such hubris. You know, as I say, these guys are football commentators. They are not informed. I'm all ears. A bit like Lewis Hamilton with Formula One. I'm all ears when it comes to Lewis Hamilton talking about driving fast cars and avoiding the taxes that he earns from the millions from driving fast cars. But it's the same with these guys. But Chris Sims, brilliant football analysis, I think, NFL analysis. But yet, what gives this guy the right to think that he's got any right to talk with any authority on stuff like this and accuse people who don't like vaccines to be living in a parallel universe? I mean, the reality is, I think, is that he's just, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid and these states don't exist because, you know.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, if your theory's right and it sounds right, these commentators are high on their own supply, just like our politicians and media outlet, you know, anchors. They're high on their own supply. They're so divorced from what the real public thinks that they're talking to. Like I mentioned, you know, Chris Sims is blaming misinformation about COVID on Facebook algorithms and whatnot, but like, what he's failing to miss is that the fans on Facebook, that they have real life friends that they're real life friends with that post on Facebook. And these people talk offline, you know, not on Facebook. They talk together and they understand the lunacy of this vax push. They understand that this COVID thing's never going to end and that there's something behind it. There's something more than just a virus. And these commentators, for whatever reason, are becoming completely divorced with the fans that are you know, responsible for them being so successful and having money and being able to do these sporting events. And the fans are just going to quit coming, and the fans are going to tune out. And I don't know if that's by design or if these people are just legitimately dropping the ball, but that's going to be the end result, is that the sports fans are going to quit coming to the games and they're going to tune out if these commentators keep talking like this.
Yeah, and people like Carson Wentz, you know, he could be in a position where his career is affected by this, because the public, take for the NFL is, they're trying to tread a thin line in one sense. You know, they're trying not to sound like they're, you know, authoritarians or an arm of the authoritarian state, because obviously it's the same over here. The government's, it's too risky for them to want to, you know, come out outright for the most part and say that they're going to, you know, instill these mandatory vaccines, because it's not, I think they're sagacious enough politically to know that there's no, you know, appetite and there's no public mood for it. So they're basically fobbing it off to the corporations, including the NFL. So the NFL then will say, well, you don't have to take a vaccine. But the reality is, if you don't, you're probably, your career is probably going to be very short from here on in.
Oh yeah, and how many good players are they going to lose? You know, like this Wentz individual, probably a good player. They're going to lose this guy. They're going to lose a lot of good players. Let me draw a parallel. So you've got a very conservative state like Kentucky, who has a very liberal governor like Beshear, and this governor knows very well that his COVID policies are against the populace. The populace does not agree with his draconian COVID policies. Even our own legislature is against him. But yet he does it anyway, knowing that if we have a normal election, he's going to lose on the next election, which is going to be 2023. So he's doing it anyway, knowing that he's going to lose his electorate. So similarly, these NFL heads and these commentators are purposefully, they're going against their bread and butter, the you know, working class red-blooded Americans that support them. They're going against them, and they're even going to lose their own players. You know, just like how hospitals forcing the vaccine, you're going to lose very many good doctors and nurses. So why are these people doing this? Obviously, whoever's putting pressure on these governors and these hospital administrators and these sports commentators, whoever's putting pressure on them, the pressure is greater, you know, to alienate the people than it is from the people themselves. In other words, they don't care, or they don't realize what they're doing, one of the two. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think they're ultimately, they've got a choice. They've got to choose their handlers, or they've got to choose the public. But it depends how long they've been in office. If they want to stay in office, if they want to keep their position, or if they've been in their position long enough to have made money, you know, or whatever their real motivation is, because a lot of these politicians are completely perfidious, and you know, they'll sell their grandmother for a big enough house with a swimming pool. But I mean, it's actually unforgivable for these guys, because I'm reading an article here, and this is a quote from CNBC. Now, this is a completely Marxist MSM network, and it says COVID-19 cases in Israel have been rising sharply since July, despite the high vaccination rate. New daily cases in the country reached an all-time high of 12,113 on August 24th, surpassing the January peak of 11,934. And it goes on in a piece in NPR. Israel was the first country on earth to fully vaccinate a majority of its citizens against COVID-19. Now it is one of the world's highest daily infection rates, an average of nearly 7,500 confirmed cases per day, double what it was just 2 weeks ago. Nearly one in every 150 people in Israel today has the virus. So these guys, they don't even take the time to tune in to even mainstream media to see that it's contradicting their argument that taking these vaccines, it doesn't do anything. If anything, when you look at the evidence, it would suggest that the vaccines are actually leaving you more vulnerable to be hospitalized or to get COVID-19 and to be unvaccinated, you know?
Oh, yeah. And normies are reading this. I'm hearing normies at church, at different churches, talk about this. The talking point, hey, Israel's vaccinated and they're still getting sick. Why are we getting pushed on the vax?
Yeah. It's so much bigger. back in 2 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, and welcome back. You are live here with me, Paul Stevenson, on Last Man Standing here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am live with Jeremy in Kentucky, who is the host of In Plain Sight on Mondays through Fridays at 9 p.m. So, yeah, and as I said, the only logical thing you can conclude, and obviously this information has been coming out for a couple of weeks now, is that not only are the injections not effective in preventing you from getting the virus and transmitting the virus, but if the hospitals are full of vaccinated people, that it seems to be compromising their immune system. According to Dr. Kobe Havlov, director of Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem, fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalization. So you're not even talking about cases where people are mild, you know, symptoms or whatever. Hospitalizations at his institution. Given that less than that percentage of the Israeli population is fully vaccinated, it would seem, because it's one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, it would seem that vaccination not only does not prevent you from contracting the disease, but may actually increase one's chances of becoming a serious COVID case. Now, that's according to Dr. Kobi Haviv, director of Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem, not a an algorithm on Facebook. Thoughts, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's. It seems to be the pandemic of the vaccinated, rather than what they're pushing is what they're saying. It's the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, you know, in Israel and Iceland, two of the most vaccinated countries, as you mentioned, their hospitalizations are through the roof. And what I was making the point before this is normies are picking up on this. People that I talk to in the community and at church, and I monitor Facebook. I don't really use Facebook as a means of truth because that's pretty much obsolete, but I can get a gauge of the political landscape because I got about 50% liberals and 50% you know, right-wingers on my Facebook friends list from all over the world. Since I was in the Air Force, I've met people from all over, and the consensus I'm getting is that people are picking up on this, that, you know, wow, in these fully almost fully vaccinated countries, the pandemic still rages. What's the point of the vaccine? And so to bring it back around full circle, these sports commentators and these governors, these politicians, they either know it and they're ignoring it because they're pushing this agenda for some monetary value that they're getting, or they're completely ignorant of it. And either way, it's a bad situation. So, you know, just like these governors who are pushing the COVID hoax and the lockdowns and all of the draconian measures, they're alienating their voters and they don't care. These NFL commentators are alienating their fan base, and they either don't know it or they don't care. See?
Indeed, indeed. Okay, I'm just going to switch the topic here. And, I mean, I'm at a point now where nothing shocks me, but, I mean, this... It kind of did. This is going too far now. I say that about a lot of things, but this really is an absolute disgrace and intolerable. We have the NHS over here, the National Health Service, and they now have, this is actually on their website, Dear White People in the UK by Ashneen Benjamin, Equality, Diversity and Inclusion led at the Nursing and Midwifery Council for White People. It's a short essay on white privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack by Peggy McIntosh, that visualizes a physical representation of privilege. And it goes on and using Robin DiAngelo's book, White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, written by a white woman in the USA. Are you familiar with that book, Robin DiAngelo's book, White Fragility, which is just a pile of mumbo jumbo, basically?
Yeah, I have heard of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the basic concept of DiAngelo's thinking, I'll put thinking in quotes, the book is Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism. And it basically says that it's this idea. It's actually very kind of Jewish, really, this sort of esoteric kind of it has that same sort of thread that you get with critical race theory. And, you know, you're maybe unconsciously racist. It comes from that psychoanalytic sort of thinking that was born out of Sigmund Freud. You know, the Christ hating pervert, drug cocaine head, Sigmund Freud. And it basically says that white people don't be defensive. You know, white people need to learn not to be defensive when they're accused of being racist. And the more defensive you are, of course, that means the more racist you are. So you can't win. I'll continue on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, we are back here, and we have been talking about this absolute disgrace, which I think is going to spectacularly backfire, of white hatred on the National Health Service. Now that you didn't listen to this on some far-left news outlet, this is on the NHS, which everybody in the country can access, breaking down D'Angelo's just absolute mumble-jumble and anti-white hatred about white fragility, which is basically can be summed up that when white people are stupid enough to say I'm not racist, that means that they're more racist. And this letter essay on the NHS website has "Don't be defensive. This isn't personal, and it's not really about you. Everybody is at a disadvantage when our formal institutions perpetrate inequalities. Don't say, listen to the tone, don't this and telling you what to think. Don't say I'm not political to excuse yourself from this conversation. Right now, ignorance isn't an excuse. You can't unsee what you have seen. You don't have to be vocal, but do listen. Listening means being open to hearing what black and minority ethnic people are saying. You could put in brackets, but we're not going to listen to what white people think or say. Be open to their lived experiences if they choose not to to talk about them. You would be hard-pushed to find a black or Asian person that doesn't have a personal story of racism. Work on your empathy. Visualize yourself and other I mean, it's just, it's difficult to read. And then at number five, be uncomfortable. If you can read one book, watch one video, visit one place in this list, that is a step towards change. This is on the NHS website, and I'm aware we've got a gentleman in Texas on the line. But yeah, just the thoughts quickly, Jeremy.
Yeah, real quick to summarize, they're doing a very thorough job of coupling this anti-white narrative together with the health crisis that they say we're in by putting this, you know, on a health government website. That's exactly what they're doing here in the United States, talking about, you know, white racism being a public health crisis here. And they're even tying in with the global warming and global climate change deal. So they're sort of weaving this tapestry together. But specifically commenting on what this article that you're talking about on Robin DiAngelo's book, White Fragility, it says here that she's asking, what is whiteness? And this is targeted for white people who don't often see themselves in racial terms. This is specifically targeting normies who want to just be, you know, good citizens of Europe or of America, and that have grown up to think that they shouldn't see color. So they're not on a fighting stance, but yet this propaganda is pushing them into a corner, and it's telling them, do not defend yourself. Don't be defensive. That's what I'm reading. Don't defend yourself. Don't say you're not political, so that you can get out of it. And that's your libertarians, right? Libertarians are like, well, you know, it's just like, whatever. We're not political. You know, we think, you know, less government, the better, just do your own thing. It's excusing them from this. Don't say you're not political. And don't be vocal. So don't defend yourself. Don't engage in politics on the matter. And don't be vocal about your own race. And then it says, yeah, work on your empathy, right? Be empathetic to people who the media have told these people. The media have told the people of color that they're victims. Not us. Not regular white people. And this is the best one, the last one you mentioned. Be uncomfortable. This is to the normies that don't see themselves in a racial group, that don't think racially. You should be uncomfortable that you're white. And this is going to be there's going to be a backlash, as you mentioned, in the same way that people are pushing back on the COVID narrative. They're pushing back here in America on critical race theory. In the school board meetings that I've spoken at and that I've read about all across the U.S., it's not only the COVID measures in the schools that the parents are objecting to. They're objecting to the critical race theory and the child trainingism that the schools are trying to push. So there is a huge backlash that's going to be done here by normal white Americans who didn't see themselves racially before, but by God, they probably will now. So that's my comments on it.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah, and yeah, well, let them do our work for us then, because, you know, I think people do need to see themselves as white, obviously, as well. I mean, this is just outright psychological abuse, and it's obviously complete mumbo jumbo, because you could apply it to anything. I mean, you could literally use this so-called logic, you know, to absolutely anything. You could accuse anybody of anything with no basis, no grounds, no evidence based, you know, for it, which is consistent with this DiAngelo nonsense. The only reason this is published is because it suits the Jewish anti-white agenda. And so you could do it with anything. You know, you could accuse someone of being whatever, you know what I mean? And they say, well, that's just not true of me. Well, the more you deny it, the more that's proof of it. And as I say, a lot of this stuff is very similar to the kind of esoteric type sort of stuff that's shot through with psychoanalytic theory and stuff, and the sort of stuff that came out of the Frankfurt School and, you know, critical race theory. In fact, according to this logic, you may as well get rid of the whole, you know, the whole defense part of the judicial system, because what's the point of having a defense system and having a defense lawyer when you bring your case, all it means is that you're more guilty. I mean, this type of stuff. It is incredibly psychologically abusive, though. Let's go to our caller in Texas for his thoughts. You're live here, sir. Is he still with us? Andy in Texas.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is Andy in Texas?
Yeah, you can hear me. So if you can hear me, that's cool. No, I really appreciate the phone call. I was going to do a little scenario. It's like I was going to do, hey, Houston, I'm not sure I landed back on Earth, coming back from the moon or wherever he was coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because this isn't our planet anymore. Somehow, some way, this thing just went south. And we're sitting here watching it happen. And I cannot believe that America is sitting on its ass. We're not doing something about it. We got that. Well, we've been given the fever of money. And what have they been feeding us while they're keeping us appeased? Money, 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 money. So everybody is appeased. Everybody's just, man, we can't do this in America. Get over the money, people. You got to get your butt up off the couch. Get out there. I mean, I'm holding signs up that say, one sign on one side that says, they want you dead. And I hold it up while the, you know, stop sign is up for a minute. And just before it changes, I flip it around and says, are you okay with that? And it has a needle they want you dead.
I think there are some people doing, you know, some stuff. I mean, obviously our backs are against the wall because you're dealing with, you know, the institutions being very much against your average person and the targets, you know, of those institutions, be it the media, be it the central banks, be it the academia institutions. So it's very, very difficult. But there's been a lot of pushback over here in Europe against the COVID thing and over here in the UK and, you know, against, you know, the whole COVID narrative, particularly with vaccines and stuff. But I get what you're saying. It's probably still the majority. It is the majority, I believe, that are still swimming in, you know, in the pond of apathy.
Well, you said something right there. You said some of the people are pushing back. I'm sitting in America thinking, why isn't everybody fighting back? Because at this point, look, the fight is here. We can see it. I mean, I know, I get it. That's why RBN's here. That's why all these radio stations are talking what they're talking. We're trying to get the information out there. We're trying to get enough people aware of this. But there's got to be millions of people that are listening to these shows and this stuff. And they've got to be ready to go. And if they can't see, this is where the fight starts at. You don't want to wait till the fight comes to your front door. That's too late. We got to fight now. I don't care how it is. A lot of people are doing it. You're right. There's a lot of people going to the school boards and stuff, which is very few. At least the many that you get to see. There's probably several that are doing it. We don't get to see. But we got to go do something now. These people are pushing too hard on us. They're giving you incentives to take. Look, if the PCR test, you got a disease right now where you have to take a test to find out if you have it. Okay. That's stupid in his footprint. So, and then now they're telling you got to take a vaccine for something that you have a 99.997% chance of surviving. That's dead in his
Several
footprint too. If you're a logical person, sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I mean, this is just stupid. It's an attack. We're being attacked. Look. We want a traditional army to come over here and kick our butts, but we're not going to get that. Up until we don't take the vaccine. Then they're going to bring a traditional army over here, probably the Chinese or somebody, who knows. But somebody's going to come over here and force us to take the vaccine, or they're just going to kill us outright. Because they want depopulation.
Yeah, well, very good points, Andy. I'm just going to let Jeremy...
Let me go. I got you, bro. I got you, chief.
No, okay, Andy, thanks for calling.
Stay on it. We'll stay on, Andy.
I got
a comment or two.
Oh, okay. I got you, Andy.
Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to comment on you said a lot of good stuff there about you talked about how if someone landed on this planet, you know, they wouldn't recognize what's going on. And then you talked about the apathy of a lot of Americans, and I'm sure Europeans too. Well, here's the thing. Think about in the last 18 months how fast and hard they've pushed the COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter and critical race theory narratives. They're pushing it so fast and hard that the average normie can't process it. So white and Black Americans alike, and I'm not sure how it is in the UK, but I would anticipate it's very similar. White and Black people alike, this is going so fast they can't process it, because you know this is all astroturfed. The majority of regular Black folk in West Kentucky don't buy into the BLM narrative, but yet they're seeing on their televisions, you know, all of these protests and the George Floyd and the things that happened last summer. You know, similarly, all Americans, Black and white, they're seeing this COVID-19 and how they're, you know, making the school kids wear masks for the entire year, all year last year, and now all year this year in most states. And they're pushing the first, second, third, and fourth vaccine. This is happening so fast that it's putting people in a sense of mesmerization. And the average person, not the listener to RBN, but the average person cannot process this. And I think that's where you're seeing the apathy. I don't know if it's so much apathy as it is like that they're in shock and awe. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is what's going on.
I would totally agree with that.
We spoke about
you
this
gotta
couple
move
of weeks
on,
ago.
So I'll get out of here.
Yeah, so we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, for, you know, just the sheer speed of what they're moving, you know, how they're moving now. And even for people like ourselves who would consider us, you know, consider ourselves more informed and, you know, have our heads in this stuff all the time, they really have been moving. It's been, you know, it's just been a bombardment. It's, as you say, it's been a shock and awe campaign, a shock and awe tactic. They're working very hard. But I think they're overreaching it because they take a risk when they do these sorts of things, because they are waking up normies in all sorts of areas. The COVID thing is waking up normies because they're realizing their governments have lied to them and that something's just not right. They might not be able to articulate it or provide, you know, evidence for it specifically, but they know something's not right. And once people realize, and they step outside of that naive concept that governments always have your best interests at heart and only ever make mistakes, and they realize they've been lied to and there's an agenda against them, then they're in trouble. I mean, governments are in trouble, and the special interest groups who are pushing it, then, you know, they have a problem to deal with, because people don't like being lied to, you know, and then they will get a reaction. Because I think it's the same thing over and over again with this Judaic death cult down through European history. They always go too far, and then it backfires, you know, on them, you know.
And you're exactly right. Look, and the places that they go the hardest are where they're getting the most resistance, like Australia and in France, where you have, you know, thousands and thousands of protesters. I read 140 plus thousand protesters in France against the COVID. So where they're going the hardest, they're waking people up the most. They haven't went hard in America yet, because we still got guns, but they eventually will.
Yeah, and you know, let them bring it, because you know it. What else are you going to do but fight it? You know, there's nothing else you can do except, you know, to resist it and to keep working against it. Because otherwise they'll just completely destroy your country. They'll completely destroy your culture. They'll destroy everything. I think we've got Bruce in Texas on the line as well.
Yeah, let's take it.
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce. Are you still with us?
Bruce, are you there? Oh.
Okay, so Bruce dropped. Yeah, so, you know, over here, you know, look, Mark Collett's organization, for example, you know, people like Mark. One thing I will say, though, there are groups over here that, on one in one sense, Oh, Bruce is back. Okay, Bruce in Texas, welcome to the show. We're here on Last Man Standing. You're live here in RBN, mate.
There we are. Hey, Paul, Jeremy.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Hey, have y'all been following the ivermectin controversy?
You know, I saw something about only about an hour ago.
I covered it just a bit on my show tomorrow. I pre-recorded. A lot of people in Kentucky are not taking the dosage correctly, and they're getting poisoned, and they're calling into the poison center. But no, go ahead.
Yeah, if you take it in the animal version for a horse, it's graduated in weight, and it's like one or two notches for 200 pounds, and so it's just do that. But a bigger issue is.
We're going to break. We'll hold you over on the other side in a couple of minutes.
Sounds good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back here on Last Man Standing with me, Paul Stevenson, for the last segment here. We have Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you were talking about ivermectin. He's the doctor in Oklahoma, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I just find it interesting that anytime the media is attacking something, be it the election theft or free speech, the Second Amendment, or this thing ivermectin, it kind of steers me in a direction where, well, if they're against it, there must be something positive about the topic, you know, something that they're trying to deflect, you know. And I've been doing a little bit of research on it just to see what it is. I used to see it all the time because I've been around farm animals and what have you. I actually used to deliver feed, and I would deliver those tubes of ivermectin. And it's an anti-parasitic, but it also, it's been documented through real studies that it also has a definitive effect on viruses. And so if they're trying to sell their jab, and if people find a cure that's not requiring the jab, then that destroys big pharma, you know. And not only that, but ivermectin, it evidently kills toxoplasmosis, the parasite that you can catch from cats and dogs that can affect your personality in ways that kind of makes you kind of psychotic, you know. And that's interesting because look at who's the left. They're loonies, you know. It's clown world and the huge gay agenda.
So it's basically, some doctor has come out in Oklahoma against this ivermectin drug. Is that correct? Is it a hospital or something?
He's been troubled. They've been trying to track him down, and he hasn't been at that hospital, I believe. This is the one you're talking about. And there are shills out there. This might be a shill, you know. Ivermectin is not harmful. It's been taken all over the world for years, you know, and we're mammals, you know, and so a horse is a mammal. You just don't take as much, you know. And so if it not only affects COVID, but the parasites in your body, including toxoplasmosis, and also it may have a role in cancer treatment. And this is something that...
All right, okay, we're going to wrap. Bob, let's just get Jeremy's thoughts quickly. I think we've only about 60 seconds left, if that. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm for anything that's healthy and normal and that you can take to help you keep yourself healthy. I personally wouldn't take ivermectin, but my glass of gin protects me from quite a bit, and I'm going to go have another one. But to each of their own.
All right. Well said, Jeremy. But it's an interesting point that Bruce made. You know, if they're against it, it's probably it's a bit like hydroxychloroquine. They were so against that, despite the real evidence that it was effective. But you see, I suppose that would affect the vaccine rollout, and then that would affect vaccine passports, and then that would affect social credit scores, which they want to bring in. So they're not going to want these drugs because they're not actually interested. Okay. They want to break our walls down, folks. They want to destroy us. Well, they can go to hell. I will be back on Richard Carey's show, Beyond the Official Narrative, tomorrow at midday Central Time. Do support RBN. Thank you for joining me here on Last Man Standing. We'll be back again next Sunday. And thank you to Jeremy for joining me.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.